I remember when I was, say, 11 years old, a young boy in Coachford, which is about 15 miles from Cork here. And at that time I was an altar boy, and there was a young man. He was almost ordained a priest. I think within about 3 weeks he'd been ordained, and he got what we commonly used to call it, TB. And subsequently he died as a result of tuberculosis, and he was being buried in his local parish graveyard in Coachford. That night, I remember, as the funeral came from Cork to Coachford, 15 miles from Coachford, the distance was, I, as an altar boy, we used to come that time to the front gate of the church, two altar boys and a priest, to meet the corpse. One would hold a lighted candle, and the other would hold, a portable holy water font. And the three together, the priest and the two altar boys, would meet the corpse and walk ahead of it into the church. I can remember it was the winter time. It would be around, coming up close to Christmas, maybe second week of, say, December. And as it came into the village, we heard this dreadful crying. It wouldn't be crying now in the strictest sense of the term as we know crying to be, but it was a queen, the most dreadful, awful, lonely queening that I ever heard in my life, to such an extent that I was terrorized by this. And even the altar boy next to me was also terrorized. And we remember we spoke to the priest, and he turned around before we had time to speak, and he said to me, "Don't take any notice of that noise," he said. "Be very privileged that you have heard it," he said. "Because, see, not every member of this funeral tonight will hear it. Those who have and will hear it," he said, "are privileged people." As the funeral came, perhaps it was 150 yards away at the time when this screening came in over the side altar of the church, or say the eastern wing of the church. And as the coffin came in the gate, it poised directly over it. You could almost look up now. It was only a couple of feet from my head, and that's the way exactly I felt. And as it went in, say, at the main church door, it swept up, straight up into the sky, and swung away, say, to the east again from the direction the coffin came, and it was gone in a matter of seconds. And, as I say, we proceeded into the church and done the necessary where that dead man was concerned, and a lot of people that night were speaking about in the local public houses. They spoke about in my own home. A brother of my own, actually, my brother elder than myself, was at the funeral, and he didn't hear it at all. Still, there was an average, I'd say, of 25 to 30 people, including the priest and myself and the altar boy, heard it that night.